Ken Melgren, manager of affiliate relations at Associated Press Broadcast. Hiroki Sugita, Washington bureau chief of Kyoto News Agency of Japan. Donna Leinwand, correspondent for USA Today and treasurer of the National Press Club. Clarence Page, columnist and member of the editorial board at the Chicago Tribune. Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, professor of international relations at Bentley College, author of books on Iran's foreign and nuclear policies, and a guest of the speaker. Skipping over the podium, Angela Greiling-Keene of Bloomberg News, the chair of the National Press Club Speakers Committee. Myron Belkind, a member of the Speakers Committee and the member of the committee who organized today's luncheon. Greta Van Susteren, anchor of Fox News' On the Record. John Allen, correspondent for Congressional Quarterly. Eleanor Clift, contributing editor to Newsweek and a regular panelist on the McLaughlin Group. And Tom Baldwin, Washington bureau chief for the Times of London. For nearly a century now, the National Press Club has brought the world's leading newsmakers to this stage. Yasser Arafat, Golda Meir, Nelson Mandela, and Nikita Khrushchev are just a few of the notables who have all addressed the world from the National Press Club. And today, we are hosting one of the most newsworthy heads of state in the world, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, president of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Here at the National Press Club, it's our job to facilitate the news, to help bring newsmakers and journalists together. That's exactly what we're doing here today. We're not endorsing anything the president has said or will say, just as we didn't endorse what Fidel Castro said when he spoke at the National Press Club. We simply arranged for this opportunity for President Ahmadinejad to share his thoughts with us. One thing is different and historic about this National Press Club luncheon. This is the first video conference luncheon in the 100-year history of the National Press Club. We invited President Ahmadinejad to join us via video from New York, where he is attending the UN General Assembly. President Ahmadinejad, welcome to the National Press Club.
خیلی متشکرم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful.
اللهم اجل لوليك.
The president is reciting verses from the Holy Quran in Arabic.
مستشهدین بین یدک. از دیدار با شما اصحاب رسانه‌ها.
I am very glad to sit down and meet with members of the press and congratulate the 100th year of your activities and at the outset, I would like to raise a fundamental question on a key issue. I'd like to invite all to look at world events. When we take a look around us, we're not happy with what we see. Indeed, it is the most unsatisfactory state of affairs. Insecurity, discrimination, and threats of war and security concerns have affected everyone. Continuous wars have, in fact, hurt the human spirit. I believe if we look at the root cause of some of these problems, we will be able to think of how to build a better future, a more prosperous future based on peace and security for all humanity. I believe we all believe strongly that it is possible to create a better world for humanity. And to realize this sublime and beautiful goal, we need to take a look and revise how we view the world around us. In looking for the root causes of the world problems today, we first look, confront deviations on how mankind is viewed. and how the world is viewed through the prism and point of view, in fact, of some politicians and statesmen. I would say we believe in the sublime value of humanity. The Almighty God has replaced man on, has replaced his position with man's position on earth. As his representative, he gave dignity to him and respect, and called on mankind to make every effort to move towards a prosperous life and to walk on the sublime path that will help achieve it. God placed man on earth as his representative, and to guide him, he sent his prophets.
God
placed the world in man's hand and helped man control it. Gave man talents with the ability to grow those talents.
And
placed no limits on man's progress in that respect.
خدا انسان رو برتر از ماده خلق کرد.
God created man above material being.
و ماده را در تسخیر انسان قرار داد.
And placed that material being into man's hands for his possession.
معنای این حرف اینه که خدای بزرگ
انسان رو تکریم کرد. What this means is that God placed man on a high status.
انسان در نزد خدا یک حقیقت واحد است.
So to God, man is a unified truth.
و برتر از منطقه جغرافیایی،
beyond geographical borders, colors, or ethnicity.
مخاطب خدا و پیامبران الهی،
God and all His prophets have addressed all human beings from all segments of life.
بزرگترین ظلم به انسان این است.
The greatest harm to mankind is to prevent him from pursuing education.
To prevent him from
moving on the sublime divine path.
فطرت روح خدایی در انسان است.
Nature of mankind is endued with God's spirit.
روح خدایی انسان را به
God's spirit helps man pursue science and wisdom and love and beauty and kindness and to render service to other mankind. That's what it invites man to do. So no one should prevent the pursuit of science and knowledge by man. No one should prevent love and kindness from flourishing in mankind and turn that into hostility, enmity, and all forms of grudges that we now hold against each other. No one should distort the beauty of thought and the beauty of feeling and emotion from man. Family is the center of love and beauty. Fathers, mothers, and children each are a center for giving love. Peace and tranquility is based in the family. No one has the right to take away this divine gift from humanity. The result of love and kindness is the ability to render service, to sacrifice oneself for other people. That should not be prevented. Kindness and love also gives the result of forgetting about oneself for others. This is a realization of the sublime beauty of mankind that must not be denied to him. The security of thought and of being is a right and is a necessity. Security can happen within the realm of God and the belief in God. Those who believe in God seek His assistance and depend on Him. The God who is the absolute power, who is the absolute knowledge, and who loves His beings.
از مظلومان دفاع
میکند. The God who upholds the rights of those defenseless people.
هر کس به چنین خدایی مؤمن باشد.
And those who believe